And we are happy to welcome, we're kind of kicking off our homegrown celebration here just a little bit early because these guys are going to be playing on Sunday night, the first night of homegrown. It is Jason Musso and Veiko Lepisto. It's Woodblind. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hello.
And one of Duluth's only ska bands, I think. There's a little bit of that kind of stuff out there, but not a lot.
Not too much. Potluck Communists are kind of in the wings there.
And they're kind of a young up-and-comers.
Yeah. Maybe there could be a Coal Car Caboose reunion or something.
You never know.
That'd be cool.
But that's one thing I love about Duluth is that there's a little bit of every genre if you just look hard enough, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, welcome, guys. Great to have you back. And you're here because you have a new album, and it's called Big Voice, which is named after a single that you put out a while back, right?
Yes, yes, basically. It seemed like the best name, and we literally recorded the album last year and then went on tour and did about 80 dates and came back and re-recorded the entire album. The songs had evolved, and we had kind of defined our experience as what Woodblind was going to become and is becoming, and then
Brian Barber did the art.
And
when we saw the art, we were going to call it Flask, but then we saw the artwork, and Sean Stigsell and Brian Barber collaborated, and saw the final thing, and
it was consistency in everything, and so we just called it Big Voice, which is I think is an appropriate name for a little group like us, I guess.
Cool. Well, we'll find out more about that in just a minute, but I want to let people know where you're playing. You're playing tonight at Beaner Central, which happens to be Jason's joint. What time does that show start?
7.
Okay. And anybody else on the bill?
Yeah, Care Bears, yeah.
Who do not perform very often, so that's a good chance to see them.
And first show for Corey Kaufman. He's got a new project, and I don't even know what it is exactly, but there's going to hopefully be a few songs from his new solo or whatever band it is, I guess we'll find out.
Dan Dresser?
Yep, his trio with Matt Mobley and Corey Kaufman, and then Space Carpet. And a little shout out to Borealis Fermentary's 4-year anniversary, and Jen West from Space Carpet, it's her
birthday
today too, so it's a kind of a little
so
party
if
out
if
there.
So if you go down there, wish her a happy birthday. And then tomorrow night you're at the Rex Bar, and what time is that show?
That's at 9, and Prince Paul and the Conscious Party, they're going to kick it off, and then we're going to play after those guys, and then Big Wave Dave's going to play, and we've worked together with them a little bit, and we're going to join them at the end, so that's pretty exciting.
And then Sunday, you are one of the bands on the first night of the Homegrown Music Festival, and you're playing at Tycoons. What time is that one? You know what?
Mayor.
I've got it right in front of me right here. It's like, I believe it's 7:30. Yep, you're playing at 7:30.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
So, lots of places to catch Woodblind this weekend, and one of them is right here, live from Studio A. What do you guys want to start with here?
Well, this is that song we were usually going to call the album. It's about Flask. It's called Flask. It's about keeping memories in a place, and someday you can remember them and have a drink from them.
Save your
drink. Memory flask. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Life, it isn't long enough for me, and you, you're too beautiful for me. Save all the drops that I can, collect them in a flask, and then store them in the same drawer with my grandpa's old pocket watch. Of the world and then feet won't carry us over the mountains. We'll stay by the lake. We'll build a fire. We'll unscrew the cap off of our flask. We'll pull on a story. Relive the past. Used to make sense to me. Beating dead horses, questioning all of my choices. Yeah. I wanna spend every sunset with you. On a bag, sticking in the blue. Listen to you when the crowd doesn't notice. Find a trap door for us to escape. Ooh. Ha! Follow me to the end. of the world and men. He won't carry us over the mountain, we'll stay by the lake. We'll build a fire, we'll punch through the cap off of our flask. We'll pull on a story, we'll relive the past. Where are we headed? I'm scared to know. Russian peasants, little singing birds, past and the future are both so unsure. Follow me to the end of the world and then. Fear won't carry us over the mountains, we'll stay by the lake. We'll build a fire, we'll unscrew the cap off of our flag. We'll call on a story, relive the past.
Woodblind, live from Studio A, and a tune that was almost the title track from their new album, that they were thinking about calling Flask, but they called it Big Voice instead. So you mentioned that you actually had recorded the album and then kind of did it over. Now, did the songs change? I mean, did the actual songs change, like the ones that you put on there?
Some of them literally, they changed style. We'd play them all and had probably played some of them for a while.
Yeah.
And we recorded them, and, you know, we went out and did a tour. We toured in Montana and North Dakota and South Dakota. And
we didn't listen to them for 5 months, and we played like 80 shows, a whole bunch in a row.
So our ears would be totally clean. And sometimes you play a song, a lot of times you get too invested in it. You really can't, since it's hard to look at critically. So we came back, and we heard some couple things we really liked. But we had evolved as musicians, and our friendship and our band had grown.
And miking techniques on the bass, too. And Bigo has a really nice bass that he doesn't like to bring on the road. He brought that into the studio.
And we got some really great sound. And, you know, just, and we really sat down and crafted the songs and, you know, make them accessible and hooky. And a lot of what we do is really in a similar style. So we really tried to, you know, put a little tooling on it and, you know, make these songs all good. A little bit different, so it wasn't the same tempo and the same key again and again and again and again.
And a little help, you know, Dan or Corey Kaufman listening to it saying,
try this idea.
Try it slow with a banjo or, you know, or just do guitar.
Or break it down here. You know, Teague and Jen came in and had assisted a couple times and did some stuff and really came with some really cool ideas that we cobbled together into the work. You know, so, you know, it was literally our friends helping us and helping us think critically and really making the songs memorable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really easy to get into a rush and get anything really done and say, well, it's good enough and push it out there. But, you know, if hopefully our album is good and people will accept it, and, you know, if we, you know, craft it well, if it'll stick in their heads and it'll a piece of work that'll last for a while,
mm-hmm.
you know. So hopefully.
Can you think of an example of one particular song that really changed, really evolved through that process?
River Truth. We did that on the Beaners 1 week live, and it was super fast.
Very much like a third wave ska song.
So then we slowed it way down, made it almost like a sitting on the dock of the bay kind of thing with some whistling and snaps, and slowed it way down. But then it was 5 minutes long, so then we cut it all up and
edited it. And
I played banjo on it and
tried riffing.
It's way different now. So mm-hmm. it's cool, though. It's like I like it better now. Yeah. But on the trend, we recorded that maybe 20 times and hated it over and over and over again.
This is a great song that we just had to find what worked and how we could deconstruct and then reconstruct it. You know, I mean, part of the artistic process is a lot of it's, you know, self-criticism and just tearing apart what you think. If you get, you know, if you become too, if you get too comfortable with yourself and you're writing, you write the same thing again and again. You got to challenge yourself and pull things apart and try something new.
And we did send it out. We sent it out to Jason McGlone, who mixed it down in Minneapolis. He's in the Fontanelles and other bands, and he mixed it, sent it back, and we listened to it and went, ugh.
Yeah,
and then I redid the vocals and sent them back and had it remixed, because it's like by the time we got it back, we thought it was good after 20 times of redoing, and then it still wasn't. It was like,
So the song is, there's like 12 recorded versions of the song.
This one I like.
Well, and I like it too, so I'm glad that you mentioned that one, because I like kind of the vibe that it has to it. It is a little bit more laid back, and I like that.
Oh, we need some mellow songs too, because we get wore out. If we have to play like a long show where we play like all night, it's like by the end we're like, hun-ching. It's like playing in a
Zumba class.
Well,
a lot of our songs are like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So it's ding, 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 skank! So we got to throw some other things in there because, you know. After 3 hours of playing, you get a little tired.
Yeah. Now, okay, I want to know the opposite now. Give me an example of a song that that you recorded the first time and went, you know what, this is pretty good, and even after being on the road with it, we still...
Charlie Parr, that was it. Like, he came in, and we only had that small window, and it was so cool, because it's his song, and he was like, whoa, this is really different, faster, and we put different chords in, and then we just did it.
And still
did it, like, live, like, five times, and then we liked it. I think it was the third take we
did it, and it was perfect, you know. Yeah.
And that's a cover of Charlie Parr's Jubilee. And one interesting thing about this album is you do have a lot of local guests sometimes singing, and it's funny because it's his song, but I didn't know that was him singing at first. It took me a minute to recognize it because he sings it so differently than he does on his own thing. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know, we like working with... Jason and I really love Duluth, and we love the art scene here, and we wanted to, you know, pay a tribute to people who we really like or really cool, and, you know, give them a hand up and spread their music a little wider, and work with different artists and be influenced by that in our production as well as writing and stuff. You know,
and Teague did it, started it. You know, he came in, and we did our single with Teague with The Working Man, and then I think Charlie heard that, and then we played a show with Charlie, and we opened up for him. He's like, "Hey, if you're gonna do that again, I'll do it." Like, oh,
wow.
So we set some time and listened to all his works, and there's a lot of recorded songs. We re-listened to everything. We really thought Jubilee was the great one. It has great lyrics. It's very positive. It's uplifting. It's part of our message, and he's a great artist. Some people may know I actually do a blues DJ here on Saturday sometimes, and I love old Delta style. And Charlie is, you know, that his Piedmont finger picking style. It's like hearing Charlie Patton. Mm-hmm. For me, so you know, I really love his artist, and we're really happy. We're actually a little surprised. Actually, he said, "Yeah,
yeah."
Well, so you have the Working Man one with Teague Alexie that you mentioned, and then you have one where you collaborate with Big Wave Dave and the Ripples, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the Come On In. Now, how did you end up doing that Come On In song, which is Come On In as in the bar in West Duluth?
We wrote the song, and it was from Homegrown when we first did
our first Homegrown. It was on a Wednesday. And it was really cold.
I mean, really late, and we were the last band on a Wednesday at the Come On In.
And you were at the Come On. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Nobody's going to show up. And it was packed.
It was super fun, from front to back. Everyone danced.
It was a really great time. So I said, Jason, we got to write a song about this experience.
And they have the T-shirts on the wall. Come On In, Crawl On Out.
On the back, on the front, it says, like, Come On In. On the back, it says, Crawl On Out.
I took a picture, and later saw that picture, and kind of was like, yeah,
that's a good lyric. So Jason wrote it, and I came up with a horn arrangement. We worked with Matt Wasserman from Big Wave, and came up with a really cool short arrangement. And we were thinking of, you know, how can we, a lot of, you know, bands like Real Big Fish or, you know, Third Wave ska bands, how would they write? Those are the guys of that generation. So we kind of tried to come up with an arrangement that was like, it was full of energy. You know, it's kind of tongue in cheek. I mean, it's a great bar, but it's, you know, it's a little old West Duluth bar, so it's full of local flavor.
And great art.
Great murals in that bar, if you have not had a chance to check that out.
I guess that's kind of the rub on the song, is that it's a little great little dive bar in West Duluth, you know. And
to get to do it with Big Wave and hang out with all those guys and then do that fun video, that was
cool. Yeah, there was a video along with
it. YesDuluth.com threw down. Mike D and his crew were really cool and made that all happen.
Yeah, so. And then you have one more that has guest vocals on it. Jen West of Space Carpet does vocals on Doobie Dubla, which I'm assuming is about Tyler Dubla.
You are correct. Who, he loves the Doobie Brothers, which is amazing for a guy his age, you know. That's our story. We're going to stick with it.
But you got Jen doing vocals. So tell me about that song, other than the subject matter. It has kind of a different vibe to it. How did that one come together?
Well, we wanted to do something that was a little more production orientated.
And dub.
And very dubby. We listened to a lot of, like, I love King Tubby and Lee Scratch Perry in that era of that, you know. So we wanted to make something like that. We still kind of did what we did, and we don't really have a drummer, so it's basically all that stuff is either me or Jason vocalizing. There's a shaker and a vibra slap, but everything else is us. So we just multi-tracked, and we found a really cool energy. And, you know, alliteration, it's about sunshine and, you know, there's that light. So imagining holographically, we walk into a forest and the beams of light are coming through and it's echoing. That was the alliteration we were trying to make with this. A lot of layers and filtering. You can hopefully, it has that shimmering quality. you know, that's, I guess that's song holography, but that's
it's
kind
fun.
Of.
And Teague plays a cool harmonica bit in there. It sounds great.
And so, and Jen is really an angelic, beautiful voice, you know. So I'm the guy that sounds like Leonard Cohen on the bottom track. So we're juxtaposing both those. The idea of the, if we ever do a video, it's going to be two snow people. Like walking and singing the song, and the sun comes out, and they slowly melt, and there's people in there.
All right, well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat some more. What do you guys want to do next?
Too cold, or you want to do
something
else?
Yeah, it's too cold. Yeah. This is a song, it's called Cold, but it's not about the weather.
Yeah.
That's Woodblind live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, Big Voice, that was Cold. I feel like that one's been around for a while, Jason. Is
yeah, that's an old one. That's an old one of mine.
Have you done that with other projects, too?
Yeah, that was, Yeltsy did that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even, it's an old one. That's, that, even No Room to Pogo maybe did that one.
Mm-hmm. No. And Yeltsy, a different style of band. So
yeah.
A song that's adaptable. What inspired that to begin with?
Oh, you know. Things that happen along
Things
the road.
Happen.
All right.
Well, people are cold sometimes.
We'll just leave it at that. Not about the weather, just about people sometimes. All right, but that one's hanging in there. So I think you mentioned before we went on the air that you're planning some touring behind this album.
In May 19th, we're going to go up to Virginia at the 218. They're kicking off their first outdoor street dance. It's the Shop Coffee House in 218 Tap Room in Virginia.
And
Homegrown was just there. That was a fun place.
And we'll be going to like Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota in August, starting August 10th. For
there's for 3 weeks out west.
3 weeks out west.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any new ground? Are you breaking any new ground?
I think a couple places. A
couple spots. We're trying a new spot in Sioux Falls, and we might hang off a bridge in Missoula for the Fringe Fest
hang
on Friday.
Off a bridge.
Yeah, so suspended by a mountain climbing adventure company where we have a concert at noon for the town of Missoula.
Yeah, a bridge, and we literally play as we're like in harnesses and
suspended.
No. As long as it's OSHA compatible, we'll try anything.
How does that work with this giant base here?
We don't know yet.
We're not really sure.
I think that would be my main concern.
Well, I'm thinking some strapping around the end peg and then a shoulder here could carry it, or like a baby Bjorn, a really big baby Bjorn.
Vaco's got a friend that works out in L.A. and in Las Vegas that does a lot of rigging for the shows, and then we got that person connected to the person at the Fringe Fest, and there's also a full band that did this in another video, the reason that spurred this idea, where they had drum set, everything suspended. So if they can do a drum set, I think we'll figure us out. And they're going to have a painter painting live.
We were concerned to be like a really like sad hippie with some really frayed gold line. Here, tie a bone line. Well, this no problem, man. Don't worry about the pulley; it'll hold for sure.
Yeah. Let's just make sure it's for real.
Now, when is this supposed to be?
That's at noon on August 19th.
Oh, okay.
Backup plan is we'll play it on a barge or something in the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or being back of buffalo, a bison, or something.
that actually sounds really fun, and I'm kind of excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah, we love doing that stuff. We love camp. When we tour, we usually don't stay in hotels. We camp and mm-hmm. have a good time, enjoy the beauty of nature, man. It's kind of one of the premises of our band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sneak away.
Exactly.
Great. So it's like being on the road / vacation.
We call it playcation. For sure.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's a great way to look at it, because sometimes being on the road can be a little bit of a drag.
Indeed.
Well, when
you
go to a town where you can't park your car, you have to bring every single thing into this little apartment that you're staying with friends and sleeping on a floor with a stand-up bass and hauling it all up there to play to 10 people that don't like you in a giant city, and they you have to pay because you didn't make enough on your advance ticket sales. It's like, ugh. I don't know.
Is this something that's happened to you? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
Oh, yeah. Vico slept in his car in L.A. and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I've been in the business a while, man. We'll talk sometime, Christine, over a cup of coffee. I'll tell you.
Well,
I'm legally bound to silence on the air.
Is there one story you can share? Okay, so you've been here before, and we've mentioned this, but you lived in L.A. for a long time before coming back to your hometown of Duluth, and you were in various bands and did a lot
touring
of...
Once, we, in Roll Crown Review, we rented a 34-foot Bounder RV, and we were driving to Buffalo, New York, and we had left Ohio, so we had an overnight drive. It was a snowstorm. So we really get to the New York border, just outside of Buffalo, maybe an hour away from Buffalo, and we stop at a wayside rest. The driver in the van, our friend DR, parks the car, but doesn't put the cable in, doesn't put the vehicle into neutral on the automatic stick. The engine was so hot that the housing around the cable for the automatic transmission froze, melted onto the cable when the car got cold, and we couldn't get the car into gear. So we were stuck. The car would start, but we couldn't get it started because it was left in drive. So, and, you know, we're probably an hour and a half from the nearest, real city. So we literally slept overnight in this freezing snowstorm on the border of New York. that's a good one.
And you lived to tell the tale.
Literally, we had a truck towing company come and take us, one of those big rig haulers, haul us into the first city. We rented cars and literally drove to the House of Blues and got there 20 minutes before we were supposed to go.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're like, come on, guys, you're going to make them. We're loaning stuff out of here. We got like three sedans. It was a 7-piece band with horns and luggage, We were on the road for like 8 weeks. So it was duct tape literally holding the stuff in the cars.
So two guys with a couple of instruments on the road in a car probably is not as... feels like, very... relaxed compared to that.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
We give ourselves on touring, give some little time to enjoy nature. And like we did it last year, and I got to explore around outside on the Absarcosas and around Yellowstone and Jason and Tina, Jason's lovely wife, is part of the band, comes with us. Well, she's not literally part of the band, but she's part of the band. So she came out with us. She was a dear to travel with. And they're into like spas and, you know, unique cuisine in some places. So it's not known for
them. Natural hot springs.
Natural hot springs. It's not known for them to drive like 30 miles for some special like jalapeno bison sausage or something. That's true. So that's cool. I love that.
It sounds fun. Yeah, it is. All right. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
We like to play the Charlie Parr song.
Yeah.
And this is kind of fun because Charlie sings it on the album. So when you do it live, Jason, I bet you sing it, right?
It's kind of the same with the Teague song. We were playing it when he walked in, and that's my song. We should do that. And that's kind of the same with this one.
So it worked out. It's a great song.
It is good.
Are you ready, ready, year jubilee? Ready, are you ready for what's bound to be? Are you ready to be united with your mother and your son? Are you ready, ready, jubilee to come? Are you ready to leave your desk and go work out on that land? Accept that tiny paycheck from a farmer's callous hand. Are you ready to turn the keys into your mansion and your lot? Share the excess of your wealth and all that you have got. Are you ready, ready, year jubilee? Ready, are you ready for what's bound to be? Are you ready to be united with your mother and your son? Are you ready, ready, jubilee to come? Are you ready to leave your friends, you head up on that hill, stare down upon them as strangers often will? Are you ready to make decisions that'll surely cost a life, turn your back on the mourners, children and your wife? Are you ready, ready, year of jubilee? Ready, are you ready for what's bound to be? Ready to be united with your mother and your son? Ready, ready, jubilee to come. Are you ready to take your share amongst the rest? Make sure none go hungry and have a place to rest. We knock down all the highs, filling all the lows. Put that back up on your back, it's time of jubilee. Ready, ready, year of jubilee. Ready, are you ready for what's bound to be? Ready to be united with your mother and your son? Not ready, ready, jubilee to come. Are you ready? Ready, yeah, jubilee. Ready, are you ready for what's bound to be? Ready to be united with your mother and your son? Are you ready? Are you ready for that jubilee to come?
That's Woodblind live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, Big Voice. Jason, I forgot to ask you about the whistling. Maybe I've asked you this before. I can't remember, but but there's a couple of tunes on here where you whistle, and it seems like a thing that you like to do. I hear you whistling around your shop every once in a while.
I know my dad was always a whistler, so it's my favorite thing to want to whistle when I was a little kid, and I had to learn to whistle backwards first. You know, breathing in, and that was my first whistle, and then,
Well, that's Jason's rock and roll name, is Whistler.
Whistling Pip. I love the News Tribune, Tony's thing. He's like, it's like Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. I'm like, I love that. When I was a kid, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder, I'm like, that is...
High compliment, then.
We only have one station, Channel 7, and that's the kind of show they would put on that station.
I think I watched that same channel. We're from the same area. That's the one channel that we got when I was growing up, Jason. Well, thank you so much, guys. Okay, again, so Woodblind, and your website is woodblindska.com, if anybody wants to find that. And you have a show tonight at Beaners. It starts at 7 o'clock, whole mess of people playing on that. Tomorrow night at the Rex, starting at 9 o'clock, and then at the Homegrown Music Festival, you're playing at 7:30 at Tycoons. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us, Christine. Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quentin Stilley, Aaron Welch, and Cheyenne Vavrina, and Chris Harwood. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.